This hour is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your own home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.
Mailin' in Friday continues, brought to you by sportsmarketplace.ca, the place to buy and sell all things sports. It's where sports fans go to put their stuff on waivers. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. Ray Ferraro will join us in a few minutes. We're giving away a pair of Raptors tickets to opening night at some point this hour. So listen for your final champion player of the day and the cue to call. We just broke this down. Zion Williamson will not play opening night. Bummer. If you're in the building, that's the guy you want to see
play. I wouldn't
play.
Even go if I was you.
Well, I'm there for the history. Like, I want to see the banner go up, and it's going to be a cool energy in the building.
Yeah, it will be.
But I'm not going to lie. The player, like, if I was ranking all the players who are available to play, he's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then Matt Thomas is 7. We had Matt Thomas on yesterday. It was a really good interview.
The Iceman.
But
Zion is the guy you wanted to see?
Yeah. I mean, there's a McDavid vibe to him. Like, remember McDavid missed the game in Toronto his rookie year because he blew out his shoulder?
Yeah.
And that was so disappointing. And it's the same type of sensation. Like, it's a guy you want to see live, you want to see play. He's only here once a year. He's in the Western Conference. Yeah. He's a hype machine. He's not going to play opening night.
I mean, LeBron. Sucks. LeBron, he's got.
Yeah, but I've seen LeBron. Like, I know that's such a stupid thing to say, and it's almost like an arrogant thing to say. I've seen him.
Yeah, been there, done that.
But I've seen him live many times.
Right.
I have never seen Zion Williamson play live. So I want to see him play live.
Yeah.
And we're going to miss out on that. And we have to wait another year.
Unless we go on a road trip.
Unless we go on a road trip. New Orleans would be a prime target, I think, for a big roadie.
I love it.
I've been there. It's a little scary if you go off the strip.
Tossed in the garbage immediately.
No.
Yeah, I see that falling on deaf ears. I don't think it's going to happen.
Are we going anywhere this year?
Not that I'm aware of.
I think we are. We're going to create our own trip.
Apparently, we're
going
to have
to. Get it sponsored. We're going to do it all.
Yeah?
Yep.
You're taking it upon yourself to figure that out.
The bull by the horns. I will figure it out. We're going to go to Nashville. We're going to go to Vegas, or we're going to go to Florida, one of these cities.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get a group to come with us.
Really?
Yep.
Look at you, a visionary.
I'm going to try it.
You've got it all planned.
I'm going to put together a proposal and put it on our boss's desk.
It'll get flushed down the toilet.
Not if
never know.
You never know. Plus, if it's thought out properly with the rationale that we're going to create some great content, why wouldn't you?
Well, we always do when we go on the road. Like, our content on the road.
We have great guests.
I'm more disappointed. The Vegas trip, for me, I was sick. Remember, I was sick last time we were there. I barely even got to.
You were hurting.
This time around, I at least, checked it out a little bit.
You checked it out a little bit?
Here's the thing.
Really? We're going to phrase it?
I was going to call both of you because I was looking at the odds.
Oh, were you in a sports book?
Yeah, I was walking by, and the guys there was 12 guys from my hometown that were there. They were on a golfing trip, so I was sitting with them at dinner.
That explains.
Talking about, there a couple of those guys are Oilers fans, some are Flames fans, a couple of them were Leaf fans. So I said, "Where are the Leafs at right now? And where are the Oilers as far as 20? I think the Oilers were 20-1 to win the Cup. Ottawa was 100-1, and I think the Leafs were somewhere in there, like 15 or...
Probably 14, 15 to 1.
So, and I was going to send you guys a note saying you want me to put a dime down on anybody. I was going to pick the Jets. I think the Jets were something 50 to 1.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad. I thought that's
what
team,
you're looking for. Those are the...
Something that flies under the radar.
40 to 1, 50 to 1.
Because I was like, Winnipeg's number looked off to me.
You know who I'll bet you can get some pretty good odds on right now that I would think about? Dallas. Dallas has been so bad.
Yeah.
I'll bet you the odds are going down. Vegas is like, they're brutal.
Right. But if that's a team that can put it together.
It's online somewhere.
Well, what about your boys in Buffalo who won again last night? Ralphie Krueger.
I'm not saying a thing about them. I'm not complimenting them because they've done this before.
They've done it before.
They won 10 in a row last year.
The only thing I would say that looks different is they upgraded some skill. Like, I thought they had a nice summer. kind of flew under the radar. And it just rounded out some. Now, Mittelstadt got a couple last night. Like, they've got some players that are growing within.
Well, Dahlin is a beast.
He's a player. Did you see that little bank play off the wall to himself?
Like, they found that Olofsson kid who no one had ever heard of before.
He's fantastic. He's a player. But...
You know, and Ralphie Krueger, it's a bit of a different vision and maybe a different voice. And we kept talking about Quinville and Vigneault.
Well,
Ralphie,
Tippett in Edmonton. You know, you knew there was going to be one new coach that's going to have that bump. Well, we're seeing a couple right now. I think one and two in the league is Edmonton-Buffalo,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Buffalo's
first overall. I thought they were going to have a turnaround this year. It does not
They're not good enough.
They're brutal.
I watched them...
They
live.
Are. They're no good.
I watched
Drew Doughty has no business commenting on any other team because that team is just not good right now.
Well, they got Calgary in there, I think, tomorrow night.
Yeah, they do.
So he'll show up tomorrow night. Drew Doughty will be ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah, but I guarantee you Calgary wins 5-2.
But it's not Doughty. Doughty's a fantastic player on a team that's poorly constructed.
Well, yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, look at Minnesota. Okay, we haven't mentioned the Jason Zucker comments.
Yeah. He put Brucey Boudreau on notice.
I've never heard a coach say this, or a player say this publicly about their coach.
No kidding. I sent them a message on Twitter saying, who are you kidding? Yeah. You're not good enough to be saying the coach needs to be better. Your team sucks.
I saw that comment.
This guy scored 30 goals once in the league, and he's like, our coach has got to be better. Actually, no. You be better.
Yeah.
Well,
I played with coaches before that have no idea what's going on. You go out there and play the game. Your team,
yeah.
No, the team is terrible. Minnesota, they got roasted again last night.
They're terrible. They're the worst team in the league. I got this guy, Mike Rupp, who works at the NHL Network. He's like, there's 12 teams that are worse on paper than Minnesota. I'm like, who are they?
Yeah, I can't come up with 12
teams. They're brutal.
They're not a good team. But his comments about Boudreau doesn't mean that they're wrong about Boudreau. It doesn't mean that, like, Brucey kind of is coming off as a guy. I said he's like Jay Gruden. Remember Gruden in Washington where he's like, nah, if the pass card works, I guess I'll keep working. Like, Boudreau's asking to be fired, and I would suggest he has to be now because you can't have this. You can't have a veteran coming out publicly. Zucker speaking with Michael Russo and saying, quote, I think more than a meeting's going to have to jumpstart us, to be honest with you. It's going to be each individual guy from Bruce on down. Bruce has got to be better.
Okay,
it's a shocking comment.
What
about
are his
your coach?
Stats right now? Like, pull up him on HockeyDB, Jason Zucker.
Well, he's been in the trade, the hot stove forever.
I just want to know what kind of stats he's putting up this year.
Zucker?
I would assume they're not very good. Let me find him here.
Yeah, we can check it out.
He's got 2 goals, 2 points in 7 games.
Yeah, great job. You can't make a comment.
But here's the thing, too, I don't know if you remember. This guy's been traded 5 times.
Zucker?
In Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been on his way out.
That's what I mean in terms of
the hot stove. He was supposed to be traded to Calgary. He was supposed to be traded.
Like, he hates it there, too. He wants out. Well, this could be the old, Costanza. What do I have to do to get out? They're not going to fire Brucey. I'm going to throw him right under the bus.
Right.
And then maybe they got to say, we got to get this guy out.
It's a brutal team. Brutal team. They got 2 guys that are making $10 million.
This is the Miami Dolphins we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you guys are like, you got to get me out of here because someone's going to get stuck in Minnesota.
Some people love them, though.
Who?
I don't know. There's people out there that love the Minnesota Wild.
Well,
I like the organization. They were very good to me, but I'm looking at the way they play in that roster. They're not a very good team. I don't know how you can defend that.
Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. Have you ever taken a run at your coach publicly the way Zucker did at Bruce Boudreau?
Oh, my God. We are sensitive today. That's taking a run? Holy crap.
That's not?
He said everybody in the organization needs to be better.
Well, yeah, but wait a
taking
minute.
Taking a run?
He starts with, I think more than a meeting is going to have to do it. That's basically saying this guy's not doing anything. Like when
more than a meeting means new players, new everything.
And Ray, how many times have you heard a guy call out a coach? Not that often.
But I don't see that as calling out the coach. He could have framed it better. Like, he could have said, hey, I don't think anybody around here should be proud of what's going on. Like, he could have said that.
But he didn't. But he said the coach has got to be better. Not many people say that.
No, you're right. They don't. Here's something. We always bitch and complain that nobody has an opinion. This is why. Because when he has one, everybody gets their pants in a knot.
Well, people react to it.
I read it and went, yeah.
Okay.
I started texting O, who, by the way, somehow branched off into he needs to get his sod to take at his cottage, which was, that's maybe my favorite part of our convo. Oh, I love that. We were talking about Zucker, and all of a sudden we're talking about he's got sod at the cottage. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, very relevant. Yeah, that's right. Basically the whole radio show, trying to keep it on the rails in via text form. But listen, I'm all for opinions and all that. And I obviously he's telling you how he feels about Boudreaux. I'm just saying.
About an opinion about himself?
I think Boudreaux's got to go now.
I've got 2 points in 7 games. I suck right now. But no, he said, oh, Bruce has got to be better. Look at yourself.
I think the meeting comment, like, that's a big jab. That's basically, this is
him
mentally.
Looking around the room
this
saying,
is a joke.
I don't know if we got the guys to do it in here. Like, that's the one thing. And, Ray, you called their game, and I've looked at that team and studied them pretty deeply as well. Like, they've got a couple players there, but they need a turnover. There's a lot of 30-plus guys there, and they're young players. There's a couple of them, like the Greenway kid. I like him, but
not impact. Like,
but that's the thing. Like, they don't have, they need a plan. And I think Billy Guerin is just going to do almost the Shanny thing: come in and just see what I have, take a sit, a year to kind of sort through.
But will
things.
Boudreaux last that? Like, can you keep him if you realize it's a mess and now Zucker, you know, whether you interpret it as a call out or not. It's going to be awkward, I would think, and how do you handle it?
Well, this is my blunt assessment. It's unfixable. Because the contracts that you want to move, you can't. The guys that you could trade, you don't want to. So until you can burn years off those contracts, I don't know. Billy Guerin could be patient till he's blue in the face. But until he can figure out a way to get those contracts out of there, he's stuck. He's got 6 years past this year of Suter and Parisi. 6 years. Nobody's taking them. I mean, Suter maybe. Parisi, no. 5 years or 4 years after this year of Zuccarello. 4 years. He'll be 33 years old. Those are untradeable contracts in most situations because what you're going to get back isn't going to help you anyway. You're not getting back anything. You probably have to give the team a draft pick or a prospect to move the contract. They don't even have enough of those. Like, the depths of what they're in is hard to comprehend. And the problem becomes for Bill is that he's going to have to be patient to really see what he's got. But now this is another layer of you know what. It's just been added onto the pile.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen with Brucey. I mean, he's going to be. I heard that, and I'm trying to get through it. News was in Vegas last night, and he sounds okay. Did you hear him at all during the telecast last night?
Yes. Oh, and I discussed your voice as well, Noodle.
there was fog, though.
It's really smoky in that building.
Well, what is that like your days in the KHL in China? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was.
He also forgot to mention some friends of his from his hometown were on a golf trip, and they casually met up for a dinner date.
Yeah, we went to Sushi Samba.
And then
to the Encore Beach Club.
So, without the sun being up.
Well,
but,
I mean, it's just a little, it's right there.
Yeah,
go there.
Gathering. You're a tourist.
A little gathering, exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. Today down at Leaf practice, Kerfoot with the second line. Any surprise there? I mean, I know we discussed it yesterday. Maybe Spezza would get that opportunity. Spezza's on the third line of practice today, but how do you see that playing out?
Well, I think this is probably the most obvious solution for right now. Like, will that stay? I mean, it's at least a couple of weeks, right? 2-3 weeks for Tavares. Before he's able to play, and I mean, Kerfoot's faster. I don't know. Spezza had 30 points last year. I think this, like, the third line maybe seems like the best matchups in place for him. But this is, he's got to look at this like a, okay, this is my best opportunity that I might get. And he's got to play well here.
Yeah, this
if he's going to inch his way back into a Babcock's mind as an option, because right now it doesn't seem like that's quite the case.
Well, Babcock was asked about that now, like the opportunity that's at hand, and he said, you know, effectively, well, it's guys that have been wanting more ice. Here's your opportunity. You're going to get more ice. But I interpret that as, like, the guys further down the lineup. Spezza, you're going to get more ice. Maybe the GOAT. Maybe Kerfoot. I didn't take that as Matthews is playing 25 minutes tomorrow night.
No.
Like, I just don't see that based on his track record. I don't think Babcock is going to operate that way.
No, your point is right on it. I mean, this is, you know, the guys that don't play very much are going to get more minutes. What can they do with them? I don't know. Maybe I've missed it. But not once have I heard any complaints from Spezza about his ice time or about his role.
No, he's been pro.
It's been quite the opposite. So the only one that has made this an issue is Babcock. He made it an issue in St. John when, before the first preseason game, he said, well, we'll see if Spezza wants to do the role that's available to him. When he'd already talked to him for 2 hours prior to July 1st in a meeting, and they discussed everything. Well, at least Spezza thought that they had discussed everything. So now he's going to get a chance, and with players probably that they weren't planning on giving him a chance with, and now this opportunity sits. And for his sake, hopefully he can put a little run of games together. It's not going to be easy for him, though.
Are you a believer that there may not be statement wins in October, but there can be statement losses? In other words, if the Leafs get, you know, blown out tomorrow night, how significant is that, even though the calendar still says October?
Oh, I don't know. Not yet. I mean, because if they get taken to the woodshed tomorrow, so you're looking at Tavares, Hyman, and Dermott out of the lineup, right? If those guys were all in and up to speed, then that would be of more concern to me.
Yeah, I just look at it. The three teams that they've played that are really quality teams, they've lost all three games. And, like, when Tampa blew them out, it was not a good mood in the city.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a bad vibe.
Yeah, it happens.
For sure.
And they're coming off a loss against St. Louis, and they threw away the game on Saturday night against Montreal. But it's a weird temperature here, Ray. Like, I'm sure you're not surprised by that, but they're 4-3-1. The coach has taken a lot of heat. And now Tavares is out. They got some big games coming up. They got Boston two of the next three.
Statement losses, we talked about it earlier, would be if they get blown out these next three, Columbus included, people are going to go nuts.
Right. Then all of a sudden the panic button starts to get pushed a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And I guess part of it is that, you know, once it's almost like when Nylander signed last year, my sense anyway was that, okay, now everybody's back, and this will be great. And then it wasn't because, you know, Nylander was so far behind the eight ball. When Marner signed, and, you know, you already had Johnsson and Nylander signed, and Matthews was taken care of, and, you know, I think the sense was, okay, everything is going to be fine now. And then Marner got off to a pedestrian start, and it doesn't feel right. You know, nothing feels solid right now, if that makes any sense. And, like, that's what I see when I look at them. You almost look and go, not, oh yeah, they're probably going to win tonight, how are they going to win? It's like, how are they going to do? Like, are they going to be okay?
And how are they going to play?
Yeah, it's a weird place for me to think of the Leafs like that.
Well, it's funny because when you look at the standings in the Atlantic, I think they're starting to come and focus on the bottom end. You know, Ottawa's played some good teams tough. They beat Tampa. They pushed Vegas to a shootout last night. But they're not good. They're not going to be good. Detroit is starting to wake up and realize who they are and what they have. And I think it's going to be them and Ottawa at the bottom of the standings by the end of the year. Buffalo is 6-1-1. They win again last night, yet just from following people out of Buffalo, they're so trepid. They're not going to jump on a bandwagon. They refuse to do it.
But they've seen that before. That's why.
Exactly. You look at Boston. Boston's 5-1-1. They're freaking out because outside of the top line, everyone's playing with, like, the wrong stick or with their skates laced improperly. They can't get points at anybody else. Tampa's 4-2-1. They get some weird losses. Like, they don't feel great about themselves. The Habs are 3-2-2. They're not happy. Florida's not happy. It's a weird division right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the expectations are high for a lot of those teams, for sure. And I think you would, even if you had the same record, but for a lot of the games you had been crisp, and you did, you know, like, you out-shoot somebody 42-27 and you lose 2-1, you'd go, eh, you know, we played a good game. But that's not been the case. And in all those cities you've mentioned, that's kind of been the way. And so I think that there are good teams in a lot of cases that are a little bit uneasy. Like Boston would be the one that, you know, their worry, I think, is that, you know, maybe this might be a year where Krejci, who had a terrific year last year, isn't healthy and he's behind the eight ball and they can't find a right winger to play with him. And, you know, what are they going to do? Because they are a very good team. But in the meantime, those other three guys are scoring 2 goals and 3 goals a game.
Right. That's how good they are. It doesn't even matter. They're 5-1-1.
But you look at that division, and that's why I thought, even if the Leafs have a fantastic year, they may not get 100 points. That's, you know, I'm not worried about them making the playoffs in that, but just how it's gonna shake out, because Buffalo's a better team. Now, they may cool off. No, not may. They're going to cool off. But they're going to get points. I think Florida's still going to get points. Florida's only played 6 games. Like, they're, you know, they've got to get into a groove. So I don't think the points are going to be readily available like the Leafs were picking them up last year. So it's going to be a battle for them this year. Plus, the Leafs are a different team, too. When you got that many new faces, they're still trying to find their groove as well. So it is going to be a battle. It's just the market, I think you can sense the...
There's anxiety.
There is anxiety.
There's anxiety.
Agree. Yeah.
How about this Nico Hischier contract? 7 years, $7.25 million per on average.
That's Clayton Keller contract. It's like they're gambling because there's not enough sample size to award that. Sorry.
Well, if he went 25th overall instead of first, what are the chances he gets this?
None. It would be different.
Right.
But I would rather pay Nico Hischier this money than Philly went and paid Kevin Hayes that.
Yeah, true enough.
I mean, it's the same contract virtually, except you've got a 20-year-old kid who's going to play his way into the prime of his career. And I would be more comfortable with that. I mean, the problem becomes if you think he's a really good player and they go and bridge him and he throws up a couple of big years, then then he blows your brains out on his third contract. And you're right, O, it is a gamble. I mean, it's you're playing ball a little bit here and hoping that you've made the right choice.
That Kevin Hayes contract, they're going to hate him in Philly by the end of the year, guaranteed.
Matt, I watched him the other night, and he's got 1 point, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. It ain't getting better. He's already slowing down. He lumbers around. It's just, these people are nuts.
My whole worry, like, I think Keller's a better player than Hischier, personally. Keller had 65 points as an 18-year-old. I think Hischier had 53 or something. But I think Keller's more creative. What is the ceiling for these players? Like, that's the thing. I know you're taking a massive gamble. Hischier's a 50-point guy. Now, can he get to 70 points? And what is a massive year? Do you ever see Ray Nico Hischier as a 90-point guy in this league?
I can't say that. No, I mean, like, I don't look at him and go, oh, that's coming right down the pike. But I do look, like, one thing I look at in New Jersey is that, so their top two centers are both not really big guys, right? I mean, although Jack Hughes is just a boy, he's 18 years old. But now you got Hischier and Hughes, and your next two centermen better be big guys for the next 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
Because those two guys are small. And so I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there, and Jersey was supposed to have a great start, and they certainly haven't. And You know, I the number's eye-popping for sure. I mean, I think we're all of the vintage of, oh my God, that's $50 million. It's a lot of dough for a guy that, you know, that hasn't popped a big season out yet.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again Monday at 5.
Yeah, but well, I only got one question. Noodles, what time was your flight? Like halfway through the third period or what?
No, it was a midnight flight. The game went to a shootout.
Ooh, you were getting nervous.
No, not me. Sam had 11:30 to Montreal. I was on the midnight to Toronto. It was perfect. Got to the airport, and the only thing that was bad is that the time change. I was so tired.
Right.
At 3 o'clock in the morning here before I got on the flight. So it was a quick turnaround.
I got to be surprised. I got to be honest. I was surprised when they said all three of you guys were in there. I was like, wow. It's a hell of an effort, Noodle.
Yeah, it really was.
It's a dedication.
It's a very dedicated maneuver. That's why you got an A on your jersey.
I saw what happened the other day. That's why.
Oh, when it went off the rails?
Yes.
You got to get back, Noodles. You're not allowed to miss.
Yeah. He's the father figure we're looking for here.
Exactly.
Yeah. It gets a little bit hazy.
Every time he's gone, we'll get a guest.
There's an argument.
Guest appearance by somebody that he would say, no way.
That's your opening?
They're going to take calls. That's what they're going to do.
That's what we should do. Don LaGreca-type calls. This lunatic in New York. You got to see the video of Donnie LaGreca going crazy.
Just had a meltdown.
Well, some guy called in, and I don't blame him for a meltdown, saying that they should have pinch hit for Gary Sanchez in the first inning last night. Imagine calling into a radio show and suggesting that. You know, first inning, got to pinch hit him.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, anyway.
That's awesome. That is good.
It's so good.
Have a good weekend, boys.
All right, buddy. There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com. We might have to play the Don LaGreca rant here.
Yeah, we should get into it.
We got to get to the original one, too.
Yeah.
Like
idea. Play
Joe,
both.
Joe Plesarchuk?
Yeah, the Plesarchuk theorem.
Joe Plesarchuk theorem.
You're dead. Still one of the all-time great radio rants. But they're freaking out in New York.
Yeah.
Like the Yankees, they're done. You're done. 3-1 with Verlander and Cole waiting for you. Pack it in.
Yep.
Not happening.
Had enough.
Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. All right, October 22nd, early next week down at Scotiabank. It will be a historic evening. Not only will the Raptors open up their season at home, but they will be lifting their NBA championship banner into the Raptors every day this week. We have been naming an NBA champion Raptor of the day. So we handed out all four, Monday through Thursday, four champion Raptors of the day. The phone lines are open, 416-870-1050, 416-870-1050. Now is your cue to call. If you can name all four Raptors, you get the tickets you're going to see opening night. Raptors, Pelicans, take advantage. I don't know when the next championship team in Toronto is going to be putting a banner up. Maybe TFC. Michael Bradley will join us in about 35 minutes. You know what I want to ask him?
Friend of the show, by the way.
Friend of the show, neighbor of Mike Johnson. And whenever Johnny's in here, he makes sure to bring that up. We got to ask him if he knows who Johnny even is.
Oh, it's kind of like the Sean Mendes and Gord Miller?
Exactly. Like, is Johnny...
He'll say no way.
Because you know Johnny's walking around trying to get the stop and check going with him.
Yeah, he's like Shooter McGavin across the street. Hey, brother.
There he is.
No,
what's up, MB? Probably calls him MB.
I bet you he knows Johnny.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out at 6:05.
Johnny's a legend in his little area there.
Yeah, I know his little area.
It's a nice area. You don't like it?
No, it's a very nice area. But
I thought the rumor was that Kawhi bought a house in that area.
Remember when
all that nonsense was going down?
Yeah, that was fake news.
Carlo and AK in Landsberg, they had that one locked down.
There was some fake news in there.
Yeah, fake news.
But the best part is I heard from a realtor that this happened and this happened.
They sat with me at a Raps game. They're like, trust me, this is from a reliable source.
Well, it may have been.
Kawhi bought a house.
It could have been an investment. I thought...
He was renting a house.
Exactly. He was renting a house right by Johnny.
Renting a house. I know exactly where he was renting the house.
Do you know the house?
Yes, I do. I'm not going to say it on air. It doesn't matter anymore. No. But I know exactly where he was renting his house, and he was always renting his house. And what had happened was he told whoever he was leasing the house from that he's out. Like, he gave the, notice that I'm out, which could have meant I'm going to buy a house now. I'm not going to continue to lease.
Or maybe it just means you're out of the lease.
And I'm leaving for L.A.
Exactly.
Which is precisely what happened. And when he was at Home Depot, he was there to buy boxes because he was getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, it was moving boxes that he bought.
God, we fell for all that. I wanted to believe so badly. I wanted to believe that Kawhi was re-signing.
We're blinded by love.
Yes, and success.
Well, yeah, the success.
Winning.
It was amazing.
Hashtag Charlie Sheen.
Doesn't matter. This guy
winning
delivered a championship to this city.
All right, so you have an excuse. You were in Vegas for 48 hours. I'm pretty convinced you slept in the desert the night before the game.
No way.
But you battled through.
Made curfew, everything.
Took the red eye. You flew home. You're on the show today.
Yep.
You dropped another one of the famous, here I go now.
Yeah.
Like trying to save us, like dead air. You dropped the yeah.
Yep.
Yep, but your voice was starting to
crack
a little bit.
I felt it crack, and the minute it cracked, I looked at Owen, and I'm like, all right, I'm in trouble here.
He flagged it, and he picked it up. I dropped one, too, with Ray. Like, I don't know why I decided to say whatever I said, and I didn't bring...
Shouldn't have said what you said.
I should have just shut up, because my voice cracked at the same time.
It happens.
So we've got both of them here.
Okay.
We're going to play them. I don't know the order that we're playing them in.
You're going to figure out whose is who?
Who was a bigger disaster, and who is responsible for this drop?
Okay.
All right, you want to hear the first one?
Yep.
Panic button starts to get pushed a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And...
That's me.
That's me. What was that? Listen to that.
Panic button starts to get pushed a little bit, right?
Yeah. And that's not even normal.
Let's hear the
other one. Now we know who it is. The other one's noodles.
It's just been added onto the pile.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yours is way worse than mine.
Mine's the never know. That's the same
Same as never know. Let's hear never know and then the new one.
Can you
never know?
It's just been added onto the pile.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's like he morphs into an old man.
It's honestly like you're on your deathbed and it's final rites. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just yes.
Never know.
Terrible. I don't
That's
know why.
Outstanding,
because
man.
You know what it is? Is if you don't talk for a while,
and then your voice drops.
You know who's a modern day miracle is Darren Dreger. Like, he goes into coughing fits right before airtime, and then the red light will come on. He'll be like,
no problem.
Dead perfect.
He battles through a cough.
Yeah,
he more grinds. Than anyone I've seen, and he does it professionally. You wouldn't even know it. He can fight right through.
He does.
Now, like, I don't have that ability.
Dregs was tuning me up today, apparently, on the lunch, because he did the game. He was on the panel last night, and he said I had no voice by the time overtime. Can you imagine? So I had a little bit of a frog in my throat last night to start the game. The game goes into overtime and extra shooters.
You don't want it 9-0 because that means...
No, you got to talk a lot and... Like Gord,
want that like 5-3 with a minute left. You're out.
Exactly. And it was a good game to talk because it was a high event game. And that's, you know, with Ottawa in a rebuild and turning things around, there's going to be nights where we have to talk a lot because it's just, you're going to focus on the future, focus on kids making mistakes. But last night was a high event game, so it was really fun to call. But it was long.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, with the smoke and all of that.
But at least there's a clock. Could you imagine calling baseball games? Like, this is why Gary Thorne had enough.
Yeah.
Because
I've had enough.
There's
Brian,
no time limit.
Last night, I think it was 2.5, and it was the fifth inning.
Oh, it's long. You know that, though, in the playoffs. I'm willing to accept that. You got game four of the ALCS, I'll take it. I'm talking Orioles, Tigers,
yeah,
like both teams on pace for 45 wins.
They're never going to be that long. They know to move it along.
You'd be surprised because you get managers who are heroes, and they're like, I gotta put forth the impression that I'm into the game, right? Like Charlie Montoyo had to do that.
Well,
he had to have the same disposition every day, and I'll give him credit because he did it. He always came off as a guy that was in a good mood and trying to keep everything upbeat.
But the Jays had a 5-hour game this year, didn't they?
Oh, multiple times. They would have games that go into extra innings, and you're watching it, and you're like,
yeah,
you're playing Baltimore.
I thought they went to like something ridiculous, 17 or 18 innings.
Was that in L.A. maybe?
I thought there was one game this year. Where it was, because I think Kara and the Sports Center crew had to stay till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I feel like it was against the Dodgers. I think it was.
Yeah, it was because they were out in California.
It's a 5-hour game.
Yeah.
It started at 10.
Yeah.
10:07 Eastern time.
Terrible.
Yeah, those are stingers like this. Yeah.
Anytime somebody has a positive comment, they get a...
Yeah.
See, I can't believe... The other day when I watched you two, when you were talking about the jibs going away in the car and all of that, and he took the text from the wife, why Mullen didn't go hello in there, to me, I thought that was the drop. But you put the dynamite, what did you say, dynamite?
He dropped the Monty.
Dynamite drop in money. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Which was pretty good, too.
It was unreal.
Pretty good, because I was Harry Doyle, and I was just, I was waiting for a lifeline.
Well, I told him, I'm like, you're some captain. And I'm like, I kind of had a moment where I...
Yeah, you tuned out.
And he sewers me. He's like, hello? He couldn't have said, you know, and last night, you know, the Yankees.
But it was just the two of you.
Yeah, like, but that's the whole thing. How am I supposed to know you're just going to disappear mentally?
Do we have the clip? Let's hear this.
It was 10 seconds.
New set every 12 or 15 years, I think.
Dynamite drop in money. That broadcast school has really paid off.
That's a joke.
It's crazy.
That's a professional radio.
That was 10 seconds.
10 seconds. That's at 5 o'clock, too. It started the hour. 5 o'clock. There's 3 million people on the road in Toronto.
You know what? Yeah. I'm not buying it. You got to play that one more time. I'm putting a stopwatch on that bastard.
It was 10 seconds.
And if it wasn't for
play
the drop.
I want to hear the time.
If it wasn't for the drop, you would have sat there for 5 minutes and not said a word.
I'm going to time it to see how long this is.
New set. Every 12 or 15 years, I think.
Dynamite drop in money. That broadcast school has really paid off.
That's disgusting.
Nine seconds of dead air before Malls is like, I've got to do something here.
Yeah.
Because that dynamite drop-in had to happen way earlier.
Well, because he figured you were going to snap out of it and say something. He doesn't want to step on your toes and drop. You know, that's a pretty long clip.
Right.
Like, it's not a you can play this at any time and keep talking.
I was waiting for the hello because I thought Brucey Boudreaux could have come in.
It would have been a good one. That would have been a good one. Very appropriate.
Well.
Anyway. Michael Bradley in about 20 minutes. Michael Lombardi as well on Patrick Mahomes. It sounds like they may have dodged a big bullet here. The MRI came in. It came in as clean as you can possibly expect for a dislocated kneecap. Probably out 3 weeks. If he's an older player, he's definitely back in 3 weeks. You got to think his people, his agent, his dad.
Right.
He's one of these new age players, man. Well, if he's being put in a position, if the doctor says, listen, now that you've done this once, there's a chance you can really do damage. I wouldn't be surprised if his people said, shut him down, surgery. We don't want him to play through it. In football, you know they're going to be pressuring him into it. The Chiefs feel like they can win a Super Bowl. That was a big win last night without him.
But that's the thing. Like, you've got to look bigger picture. They're going to make the playoffs. Or they should. They should.
They got Matt Moore, who showed up and did his thing last night.
He did.
But I'm not convinced Matt Moore is going to cut it for him.
But they're
definitely not the rest of the year if Mahomes is out.
No, but they're probably saying, can we get 3 or 4 starts out of this guy?
Yeah, they don't have an option now. Best case scenario, he's still got to give him 3 starts. Can they go 1 and 2, maybe 2
well,
and 1?
Well, nobody knows how many starts. Who knows what this injury is? I've never heard of anything like this. Pop kneecap and it goes back in there?
Yeah. Well, my understanding is it's like dislocating your shoulder, and they pop your shoulder back in. And
then it's about the ligaments.
Deal with the soreness.
Yeah, basically. So I think he'll probably play, but I got to believe people in his corner, they might be pushing for him to have surgery and shut it down and thinking big picture. This guy's going to be up for a new contract soon.
Yeah,
there's a lot of play here.
His career.
Absolutely. So we'll catch up with Michael Lombardi at 6:25, get his take on all that. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. All right, Michael Bradley of TFC will join us in about 15 minutes. Big playoff game tomorrow down at BMO Field. Also, Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, Al's brother, picking winners at around 6:50.
And chicken winners, chicken dinners.
Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner last night for Al's brother. So we'll see what he's got in store for us in about an hour.
On next fire. Wednesday, we'll give noodles a taste. Jerry's percentages, we'll have a round table.
Al's brother comes in.
Just give him a sense of what he missed.
What about Al's brother's percentages? Change it up a little bit. Instead of Jerry, it's Al's brother that steps in, and he's got to come up with his own hot takes and everything.
We're going to have to run that one up the chain, if you know what I mean.
Well, we did Lou Brown's percentages.
Yeah, it sucked.
You didn't like that?
Nah, I thought it was awful.
No, I thought it was great.
I liked it.
I thoroughly enjoyed Lou Brown. The Yankees need some Lou Brown inspiration tonight.
They need somebody to come in there and start kicking garbage cans.
I just don't see it. Like Verlander.
He'll shut you down.
He lives for a moment like this. Lives for a moment.
Imagine the competitiveness within the team, within the pitching staff. He's going to be like, you know what? Everybody's talking about Cole now as the best pitcher in the game. Watch this. Yankee Stadium, I'm going to put on a show.
Right. Yeah, you think
that's what competitive people do.
That's right. You know he doesn't like hearing, well, we've always got Cole in game six.
Right, going back home.
Yeah. Insurance policy. If Verlander blows up like he did down in Tampa, remember that game? Or it got ugly for him?
Yeah.
I can't picture him failing at Yankee Stadium tonight. Not that it can't happen. Like, the Yankees are so due to break out offensively. They are so due.
I'm calling a Yankees win.
Really?
I am, yeah. And it's not because I just think they're just too talented at bats. And Verlander could have. I don't think he's going to have an off night, but what if Judge shows up? What if Stanton all of a sudden.
Stanton's playing tonight.
He's going to play, but I mean.
Jerry Sanchez,
yeah,
who was getting roasted in New York.
Playing tonight.
Yeah. Testing out the quad before the game.
I mean, whatever level you played at, you learn. You never judge a guy's injury. Who knows what?
Well, that's fine inside baseball.
I used to look at guys constantly every day saying, you know, them joking around, jumping around, playing soccer. And then it came time for, can't practice. Can't practice. Can't play.
We had a guy who had a groin injury, but then at the bar after the game, he was out on the dance floor. That's tough.
I love those guys.
I had to pull him aside. I'm like, dude, you're
going to get spotted here.
You're cutting a rug on the dance floor. You didn't play tonight. that's tough.
You got to limp around a bit at least.
Or maybe not go out that night.
That we've seen before. That happened with...
You can go out, but you got to bring one crutch.
Well, you go out with the boys, but you can't be front and center.
No, you can't be breakdancing at midnight.
Remember Hito Turkoglu did that? I'm butchering his name. And he didn't play that night for the Raptors, and he was spotted in Yorkville just having himself a great evening. And someone was videoing him, which is a greasy move.
It is greasy.
But still, in the iPhone era, you got to be ready for it. And he sent his security over there to try to get the guy's phone. And I don't remember if he got it or not, but it went public.
Hito Turkoglu had security?
Turkoglu had security. If you're in the NBA and you're 6'10", I would assume it comes with the program.
You got to have security.
He was making a lot of money. But Turkoglu, I don't remember why he missed the game. Something where he should have been playing, and he said, I can't go tonight. I feel like it might have been a sickness, which is so much worse.
You got the flu.
Like, he had the flu, but he was at the bar after the game.
That is greasy.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I don't think he lasted much longer. Yeah.
You got to do a house party or something.
Well, and don't blame the public for being like, hey, there's Turkoglu, who I thought was
privacy.
Sick. Yeah.
No.
You're partying in Yorkville. That's probably going to get out. All right, Michael Bradley in the next hour. Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider. Al's brother with more winning picks. We'll get back in to teeing up the game tomorrow night. Leafs, Bruins, no Tavares. It's going to be a big game tomorrow night.
It will be.
Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.
This hour has been brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.